Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
As we begin our study, months ago in the book of Revelation, it's been months ago, everything was focused toward Revelation 21 and 22. We call it the eternal continuum. What we read here now in Revelation 21 and 22 is now, I hate yours a finality, but a lot of Bible scholars would say that finality, that fixity of eternal continuum, even though nothing's final, it goes on and on. But the reason they use that term is because it doesn't change. It's always new. It never grows old. We sing that song, never grow old, where we never grow old. It will always be new, always be fresh. Well, we see this new Jerusalem coming down from God, and I take all this, you know this when we begin our study of the book of Revelation, I take this very literally. I believe there will be a literal city coming down from out of heaven from God that Jesus Christ built for us. I believe that. I don't try to spiritualize it away. A lot of people try to spiritualize it. I don't understand why they do. Why can't we just believe what the Word of God says? You know, take it for what it says. When Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. Well, he's preparing a place for you. Now, I thought about this yesterday. And again, y'all know I think crazy things, thoughts sometimes. But these places, these mansions, this new Jerusalem that's coming down from heaven, that God has prepared, that Jesus has prepared, there's going to be nothing like it because God put this together. I talked about last week about going to the Biltmore Mansion there in Asheville, North Carolina, the largest house, private home in all of America, a beautiful place. But I'm telling you, that will be a shack compared to what God has done for us. And I also thought about this also. Do you know that the Bible does not say this, but I've come to the belief that our homes, our places are going to look different. It's not all going to look the same. When I go to Doug's house, his mansion that God has prepared for him is going to look a little different than mine. I just believe that. I thought about this yesterday. You go through these subdivisions, and I'm not critical of anybody, but they call them cracker. They just kind of throw it up, and a lot of them are all the same. They just kind of, they have one or two or three models that they'll put in there. I'm telling you, the new Jerusalem is going to be nothing like that, where they're all kind of look the same, you know, and all. God loves variety. He made us all. Okay, y'all don't believe me. Turn 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I see y'all. I should have marked this in my Bible. 1 Corinthians 15. Okay. Do you know that we're not all going to look the same in heaven? There's not going to be a bunch of Jesus looks alike in heaven. When I get to heaven, I'm going to see Doug, and I'm going to know it's Doug. He's just going to be perfect. He'll have a glorified body. He'll probably have hair on his head. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I'll know it's Doug. Look in verse number 35, 1 Corinthians 15. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? When they're resurrected, how do they come? Okay, what are they going to be like? Thou fool. Now, when he says fool here, he doesn't mean, as we'd use the word fool, he means you're uninformed, you know, you need to understand some things. That thou which sowest is not quickened, except it die. Think of a corn seed, how it comes forth. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain, it may chance of wheat or some other grain. But look in verse number 6, 38. But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh. Aren't you glad about that? Okay. But there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds, which tells you we did not come from animals. We didn't evolve. We didn't become monkeys or tadpoles or ever that little thing. You know, I mentioned about once I was a tadpole, small and thin. Then I was a frog with my tail tucked in. Then I was monkey climbing in a tree. Now I'm a doctor with a PhD. A lot of people think we evolved. Well, the Bible's so clear that there's one kind of flesh of men, another of beasts, another of fishes, another of birds. They're different. God made them different. Again, the thought is the variety. God loves variety. Verse number 40. And there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, heavenly and earthly. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. So a whole other lesson there. But I want to see the variety. There's one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. God created them all different. The millions and billions of stars, they're all different. God created them that way. Verse number 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. And it goes on and he talks about the resurrection. Well, I just want you to see these verses of scripture where it talks about the flesh is different, the birds, the animals, all the creatures are different. The stars are different. The sun, all this is different. God loves variety. With that in mind, when we see the new Jerusalem come down, these foundations, they're different colors. Again, the different variety that we see. So I cannot picture the buildings, and by the way, you remember we talked about the New Jerusalem last week, how large it was. It was 1,380 miles long, high, and wide. It would cover from Miami to New York City is 1,200 miles. So literally, it would cover down like to Key West, almost all the way up to New York City, and from the Atlantic Ocean to the Rockies. That's a big city. And it goes up into outer space the same way, 1,380 miles. And Doug informed us last week that outer space is 72 miles. I'm sorry, 62.4. And if Doug says it, it must be so. 62.4, whatever the miles is, can you imagine? I can't. 62.4 miles. This city is 1,380 miles high. I can't fathom it. I just said all this because I sure thought about it a lot this week again about what kind of mansion, what kind of place is he building for me? I don't know. But I promise there ain't nothing on this world like it. What a variety. What we see here, let me go back to Revelation 21. I'm going to get through this. Verse number 12. He talked about a great wall, a wall great and high, had 12 gates. It had 12 angels. And another, remember, these are not guardian angels. They would be ministering angels. Is why these angels would be at these gates. And the names written thereon on these gates were the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And on the east side of the city, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. On the west, 3 gates. So imagine this huge city, 1,380 miles long. You got 3 gates all the way around it on each side, north, south, east, west. And on these gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Why is that important? We'll never forget that salvation is of the Jews. As you walk through that, as you make that entrance into that grand city, whatever gate you might go through, whoever the people go through those gates, they'll see the names of one of those the tribes of Israel. Tell that they will never forget that salvation came through the Jews first, as far as through Abram and all, and as a nation of people. Let me put it that way. There are Baptist preachers. I'm going to pick on Baptist because I is one, okay? There are Baptist preachers that said that, that actually say that God is through with Israel, that everything that God had promised Israel, he now has given to the New Testament church. For lack of a better word right now, that's heresy. God loves Israel. God has a special place and a special plan for Israel. And we can see in eternity that over these gates are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Don't get caught up in that thing about, it's called replacement theology, where the church has replaced Israel. No, what God promised Abram and Abraham thousands of years ago, it will come true in the future. He followed these other promises. Anyway, you will never forget. That's why it's so important to note that those names of the children of Israel, the tribes of Israel, are over those gates.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.